Hi there. This is the Franklin County Medical Center podcast. I'm your host, Prakash Chandran. And today we're getting to know Dr. Avery Jeffers a little bit more. Dr. Jeffers, so good to have you here today. I love just a more casual conversation, getting to know the person behind the actual MD. And so, you know, thank you so much for spending your morning with me today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I'd love to get started by learning a little bit more about what made you choose to go into medicine in the first place, and how did you get into the specialty you're in as well?
First, you know, I like doing something that matters. I've always been somebody that has approached a profession with doing something that's going to make a difference. And I've always liked the challenge of medicine. It's one of those fields that you have continuous education, and there's always something going to be different in your day, and there's always going to be a challenge that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. I read a little bit about your background. It looked like you were involved with the Marine Corps as well, and that obviously matters. How did you see kind of that transition from the Marine Corps into getting into medicine? Like it obviously has the same theme, but why the transition to medicine from the Marine Corps?
You know, that's not a seamless type of thing. That's not something that was a natural transition by any means. And I don't know, I guess maybe that's part of my personality too, is that sometimes I zig when other people zag. And that's like going from that type of profession, I was an infantry platoon commander in the Marine Corps, so I really did not have anything to do with medicine. But again, it would be the common thing was, you know, essentially, like you said, kind of to me, it was doing something that really mattered. And in that instance, there was maybe something that mattered, something that presented a challenge. And in that instance, it was relatively seamless in that regard. But I knew as I aged a little bit, so I was much younger in the Marine Corps, obviously. I was in my early 20s and mid-20s, that I did need to kind of change my career a little bit for something that would suit me a little bit better, going forward with family and things like that. Yeah, so I just kind of decided one day while I was in Iraq, I was like, well, I'm going to go be a doctor after this. So that's just kind of where it started.
That's awesome. But you know what? The common central core theme around helping others is true to everything that you've done so far. So thank you so much for your service and obviously making this transition. You mentioned your family. I'd love to talk a little bit about your family. Tell us a little bit about your home life, whatever you want to share.
Yeah, I've got a very small family. It's just me, my wife, and my 13-year-old son. My wife was actually in the Marine Corps with me, so she is also a Marine veteran as well. So we met while in the Marine Corps. After we got out, we got married, and she was actually deployed at the same time to Iraq that I was. So we were both over there at the same time, and we kind of both have as far as our sense of direction and things like that, we have a lot of mutual background, but also kind of how we approach life is very similar too. So that's really nice to have. And so we've been married quite a while now, and we're going on 15 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And you have a 13-year-old, and I imagine that at that time of a child's life, there is just full of activities, schedules, friends. Tell us a little bit about what you do off hours with your family and all those different activities.
Yeah, well, right now, my son actually is involved in a soccer academy. So he's off at soccer academy during the weeks and months, and the academy is actually in Spain. So he's over there at the moment right now. So we spend a lot of time on our chats and things like that and FaceTime and whatnot. But usually for my wife and I and things in our spare time, we like to kind of triathlon to our hobby. So we spend some time doing triathlons and nothing big, and we're not that great at it. It's just a hobby for us. So running, cycling, swimming, we just kind of what we do with our spare time. And I try to avoid yard work. So it's a really good way to not get out in the yard and pull the weeds that need to be pulled.
Hey, that's fair. And having a triathlon as a hobby, I've actually done two of them. I know how much practice it takes, especially in those transitions. So congratulations for that. The fact that you could convince your wife and do it together, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. We do it together, and we train together and everything. And it's been a really good type of thing here in our mid-40s to pick up and do, and it's kept us happy and healthy, I suppose.
Great. So you do the triathlon. Your son is in Spain playing soccer. And outside of that, anything else that you do that you want to share with the audience? Any hobbies that you take part in?
No, that pretty much takes up our time right there. If we're not doing that, we're just trying to fit in and run with a grocery store because we ran out of milk.
Yep. I'm always fascinated by the disciplined life of someone in service. I'm sure you kind of learned a lot of these core tenets and values that you live your life by when you were in the Marine Corps. And I'm interested as to how you think about how that transitions to what you do today. Anything you want to share about that and kind of where you get value out of your work today as well?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think it's one of those things, it's not something I realize I do in everyday life, but the things that I did pick up in the Marine Corps, it was as far as sense of duty, and you do something because it's the right thing to do. You know, that you have a job to do and you do it. It may be difficult, and doing it the right way may take you longer, be harder, and be more stressful, but that's just the way it's done. There's always ins and outs about that. And kind of instilling that sense of, when you're in charge, you're in charge, and that's the buck stops here type of mentality. And sometimes I think in everyday life, we don't even realize that. You know, my wife and I have this conversation all the time, and when we approach things, and I notice that, you know, with my friends that I came out of the service with, and it's just something that's been very strong with us this whole time. And then transitioning that into medicine, you know, it's that sense of duty to your patients and doing what's right, taking the time to do it, even though it's not always the easiest thing to do. It takes up hard nights, it's hard days. You're often very fatigued doing things, but it's why you're there. And you just do your job.
Yeah. Something that you said there, it really kind of reminds me of some of my friends that have served. There's a sense of ownership and responsibility that is taken from people that have been in service, that being in medicine, being a medical doctor, I think patients can feel very assured that that is your mentality and mindset into going to helping them. And I would say that you get a more fulfilled life out of serving in that way because you know that you've done everything that you can. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And I like the word ownership. I think that's a good phrase to use.
Let's talk a little bit about your specialty. I know that there's a couple specialties that you have, but talk a little bit about what your specialties are and why you chose them.
Yeah, in some ways, I'm not super special. You know, I think I'm an internal medicine physician, but I never went on to specialize in anything like cardiology or endocrinology or anything like that. So I'm a general internal medicine doctor, so I primary care, hospital medicine, and because I'm in a room setting, I also do emergency room medicine as well, too, at our critical access hospital. But this is also kind of a holdover a bit from my time in service. You know, I was in the infantry. We were the basic infantry. There was nothing special about us. We were just a bunch of grunts. We were kind of where the rubber meets the road. And I've always kind of liked that type of mentality. And internal medicine really fit into that. I like adult-oriented medicine. I really like my 65 and above population. I really enjoy working with those patients. So when we get into the geriatric type of medicine, you're dealing with a group of people that have a lot of story to their life. And that's one of the highlights in my day is those folks and the stories that they have. Because, you know, we'll come into the clinic and we'll talk medicine, but there's always a little time for story too. And when you're in your world, you've got some stories to tell. and sometimes that's the best part of your day is getting to hear that. You know, I'll come out of the room chaplain more than once because I've heard something pretty funny. And that's a pretty fulfilling piece of medicine right there. And I, even in med school, I kind of picked up on that. That's kind of where I wanted to head to. And so I kind of had a relatively clear vision of that. And I like the general practice of things, kind of a jack of all trades type of thing. And like I said, kind of, well, the rubber meets the road. I really like kind of being that initial piece of that medicine that occurs there and kind of analogous to the boy end of the, you know, spear type of mentality that we used to have. So,
yeah, it's very interesting just to hear your transition from the military to medicine because just as general infantry, you're the person that just gets stuff done. So you kind of have to have this generalized knowledge across not only as you're on the ground in a troop, a battalion, but also like in medicine, right? Just how are you going to be the most effective? And so I love that that has transitioned from the military into medicine for you. I really have appreciated getting to know you, what motivates you, and what drives you. I'd love to just end with like a quick fire round, just some random questions that I can fire off and you can answer. Does that sound okay with you?
Sounds good.
Okay, awesome. So what was your very first job?
My very first employee job. So I worked, when I was about 12 years old, I used to work for a welder and I would clean up his metal yard. So, but my very first job, I was a wildland firefighter in college. So during my summers, I used to fight fires out in Orange, California.
Okay. Who is a hero or anyone that inspires you?
There's a lot of people that really do. I think for me, it's just my wife. There's so many things that she does that she picks up that makes the family work and things like that. But keeping up with her is really kind of my goal and really my inspiration.
Yeah, I love it. What's your favorite food or drink?
Oh, food, cheese, bologna cheese.
Okay. If you could travel or go anywhere in the world, where would you go first?
Probably Iceland.
Tell me, finally, if you weren't in medicine, what would you be doing?
Wildlife refuge manager.
Wow. Always in service. I love it. Well, again, I really appreciate all the time that you've given me today. Thank you so much. For everyone else, thank you so much for listening to the Franklin County Medical Center podcast. I've been your host, Prakash Chandran. Please join us next time and be well.